Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out the various different features we have waiting for you there, including our social media site where we run the site, not some big tech megacorporation. So you got way more freedom of speech there over at social.freetalklive.com. It's Ian.
And Matt.
So there's a story that we've had in show prep here for a couple days. We just haven't gotten to it yet. It's actually something I'm surprised to read that the Department of Justice, according to various sources, in this case The Guardian, has created a unit to counter domestic terrorism. I figured they had this thing since, you know, the Obama administration.
Oh, no. They had this since 9/11 or before. They're just giving it a name now. And when they give things a name that they've always had and always kept secret, it just means they're going to amp it up and get a lot worse.
They're going to get a budget.
They're going to get a budget. They got a name. Now they're going to get a budget.
Right, because I know that as far as back as 2005, during the Bush administration, the FBI sent an agent here to Keene, New Hampshire. His name is Phil Christiana, and he is generally his job is to be like the bomb guy. But for whatever reason, they assigned him also to the task of investigating the Free State Project.
Phil Christiana's the bomb guy? Like, he's a bomb as in an explosives
guy? Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's strange.
That's what his like normal job is. He was investigating the Boston Marathon bombing.
You know, I've said this before to you. I don't know if I've ever said it on the air, but this is back when I still lived. You know, I didn't live in New Hampshire yet, but I knew a lot of people in New Hampshire at that point. I was pretty much convinced I was going to make the move at that point. I just hadn't really set the plans or date. And it was 2011, and the Zuccotti Park, Occupy thing was going on all over the country, right?
Right.
And all over the world, really. But I remember watching the news, and I knew most, if not all, of the Liberty people in Keene by that point. All right. I had already been coming up here and met people and stuff. And a lot of anarchists and libertarians and things. And I remember hearing on the news a story that disappeared into nothing and never heard of again. And I've tried to search it since and haven't been able to find anything about it. But that's hearing that some anarchists from Keene, New Hampshire were on their way to to Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And they were caught at the Cuyahoga Bridge, some bridge in Cuyahoga County. Mm-hmm. I know the area a little bit because I used to drive back and forth between Cleveland. And I was like, I don't know any anarchists that would be on their way to Cleveland trying to set up a bomb. That's what they were doing. They were setting a bomb on this bridge, apparently, and the FBI nabbed them. So I wonder if Christiana had anything to do with that false flag that never materialized.
Yeah, I remember that story, and I remember, you know, when I saw the story about that with these three people allegedly from Keene, it's like, I don't know who these people are.
And it's not that big a town. I mean, even if there were even left-wing, like, commie anarchists in the area, we'd probably know who they were, at least.
I don't know. I mean, there's 20,000 people here. You don't know everybody. You know someone who knows the other person, generally. Yeah. And they did get coverage in the Sentinel newspaper, and they acted like they were known quantities around here.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean that they weren't set up by the FBI, or one of them wasn't working for the FBI, because as we know, the FBI has been basically behind every so-called terror attack that's been planned in the last 15 years. They essentially set up a patsy. They set up some dupe who is usually of low intelligence.
Well, we never even saw pictures of these people, so I'm wondering.
No, they have pictures.
I don't remember seeing pictures of them. Did you recognize them as people? Did you ever see them out in, like, at the grocery store or anything like that?
I don't know everybody in Keene, New Hampshire.
My point is, I'm wondering how many of these people they're just flat out creating from thin air. Like, they don't exist. Like, you know, with all the deep fake photos, and you know, you have that website that can just create human faces out of nothing, and people don't exist. They look really, really real. You know, it wouldn't be much to fabricate an entire existence. Fictionalized existence. It'd be nothing for an organization like the FBI.
Well, you know, again, it's more likely that they would just set somebody up. I mean, that's what we've seen them doing over the last 20 years, basically since 9/11. They have been creating terrorism. They have not actually busted any real terrorists.
Right.
Like, you know, whether or not the Boston bombers were legitimate quote-unquote terrorists, that's probably the best argument as far as, you know, maybe they were, because the FBI actually didn't, you know, they weren't involved in setting that one up. All the other ones, every other time since 9/11, whenever... Okay, that sounds like Joe is joining us. We're expecting Joe coming in here shortly.
Oh.
From remote, because he's not allowed to drive here, unfortunately, at this time. But we're going to get an update from him on what's going on with his situation.
Good.
But just to finish the thought before we do that... The FBI, every time you hear about, oh, there was going to be somebody was going to bomb this, you know, Times Square, they were going to bomb this other location or whatever, it's always the FBI who has set up some dupe, some easily led person who they found through whatever, somebody tipped them off, or they went into the undercover FBI chat room somewhere and said they're mad about what the federal government is doing, and so then the FBI radicalizes that person, then they give them the bomb that quote-unquote, which is not really real, but they give them what they're telling them is a bomb, and in some cases they'll put them up in a hotel and pay for them to not have to go and get a job so they can go through with the quote-unquote act of terror that the FBI has completely set up from, like, the moment go. I mean, they've provided the weapon, they've provided the motive, they've provided the incentive, and then they arrest the guy right before he, you know, presses the plunger on the bomb, and then they say, ha! We've saved you again.
Yep.
You know, it's happened more than 200 times.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. And I would suggest that even the FBI was involved with the Boston bombing. Someone was. The guy, little monkeys that were running around the Boston bombing and all the photos looked suspiciously like Kraft International guys. They were the black top with the tan pants, and they had the logo where it belonged, and, you know, toting around black backpacks. And it's like, who are those guys? Why are they all dressed the same? What are they doing there? That's high-end security. That's not like...
What do you think about this Patriot Front group? Have you heard about them?
No. What is that?
Oh, you got to pull this up.
That sounds like pure FBI to me.
Yeah, and it looks like pure FBI. Oh, they've actually got, like, the khaki pants, the blue top. They walk around all in masks, and they're, like, carrying shields. They're supposed to be some sort of far-right group, sort of far-right activist
group. The Guardian Angels, except right-wing and actually FBI.
And they're all wearing the exact same uniform. It's really weird and creepy.
One thing I noticed about the actual team that raided the studio here when we were going through that, one thing I did notice about them, and I'm not trying to give Phil Christiana any credit here, obviously, or any of them, obviously, but one thing I noticed about them is they seem to be so, they seem to be very by the book, and that to me, I don't think Phil Christiana is high enough in the FBI ranks to actually commit crime. You know what I mean? Like, some of those, I don't think he's high enough to actually fake a bombing or something like that. Okay. I don't think he's one of those guys. So, to his credit, he might be just working toward that.
Maybe so. I mean, he's definitely, I think he's moved up over the years. He's been around for a long time. Like I said, he first popped up in Keene in 2005. And now they're saying they're going to form a domestic terror squad, some sort of division in the Justice Department. And it's like, we know they've been investigating the Free State Project since, you know, pretty much the very beginning. I mean,
you can tell who they are. When they come around, you can tell who they are. I was talking about, we need to set up a fighting force. Like, no doubt.
Well, he wasn't undercover or anything like that.
Right,
he came around and said, I'm FBI agent Phil Christiana, and I've got some questions for you. And he was trying to interview, I think back then, Dave Ridley, because Dave was one of the earliest movers to Keene. He was living over with Russell and Kat Canning. And so they've been sniffing around for a very, very long time. And that's because they're convinced that the Free State Project is secretly a violent movement, right? Because that's what they're looking for. They figure that everybody is like them, which is to say, prone to violence, and And so they're trying to uncover whatever secret violent, you know, conspiracy there is here. Of course, there isn't one.
They're the world's biggest dirtbags.
And they've been unable to do that successfully. And it's now, you know, he's been at it for almost 20 years.
He doesn't care. He's getting paid.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. And the best they got is, oh, my God, Rich Paul sold some weed in 2012. And,
what a monster.
My God, Bitcoin.
Absolute
look
monster.
Out.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free
Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
We're talking about the so-called Domestic Terror Division of the Justice Department. They've now created, I guess, something that they didn't have before, even though it seems like they've been, you know, investigating so-called domestic terror for, last couple decades at least, if not more than that. But we're going to get deeper into that story, but first we're going to go to our friend Joa, who normally is here on a Thursday night with us, but has been absent, sadly, for the last several weeks due to being targeted by the government gangsters here in New Hampshire. We're going to get an update from him. But I also want to tell you, if you're looking for our video feed, you need to get over to the Odyssey channel, because once again, YouTube has given us a content strike.
Why,
as
Ian?
They call it. Well, they say it's due to quote-unquote medical misinformation from our, our show on so-called mass delusional psychosis.
Oh.
We spent a good couple hours talking about that.
So that's not real?
A few nights ago. Well, that's what they want you to believe.
YouTube is the medical expert. I mean, yeah. Along with Twitter and Facebook, they know. I mean, we should be listening to everything they say we shouldn't be listening to.
So we're they've taken us down for, it looks like through at least February 7th.
Wow.
So I got another 3 weeks before we could possibly stream another episode on YouTube. And it's going to keep happening, okay? So if you've been following us on YouTube, you need to follow us on some other platform. I mean, obviously, you can subscribe to our podcast and listen anytime there over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Of course, we stream live on both audio MP3 streaming every single night and on multiple video platforms, but there's only one that is not likely to ever take us down, and that is Odyssey. You can follow our channel there at video.freetalklive.com, and we're streaming there now.
You know what we got to do? We got to get the whole listening audience to bomb all the YouTube channels that they're subscribed to. Whenever you watch any video on any topic, go into the comment section and tell the people you got to move this stuff over at Odyssey and get it away from YouTube. We're tired of being controlled.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. If you care about the channel creator and you care about them being protected from takedowns, then that's the way to do it. Let's bring Breaking the Flaw. He's a guy that knows a thing or two about being targeted by YouTube. Hey, you're on Free Talk Live calling us from Northern New Hampshire.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good to have you here.
I'm afraid to drive. I mean, I've been not driving for a bit, but the other day I went to the state house. You know, and I drove, because my license is all clear and everything. But then when I left and I headed back home, I decided to go do an audit and file the complaint and a compliment and to police officers. And then I left, and two towns over, I get pulled over. It's like, it just doesn't stop.
Video where the cop apologized because you had a Montana license plate and he had thought that you were in a New Hampshire license plate?
Yes. Yes. It's the greatest thing I ever read in Auto Trader. It's about those Montana plates.
Okay, so he didn't ticket you. He pulled you over, came up, wanted you to roll your window down. We happen to see the video on Breaking the Flaw, which is your channel on Odyssey and maybe on YouTube still. He came up and gave you a bit of a hassle about rolling your window down. You refused to do that, and he then said, "Oh, well, looks like you're from your vehicle's from Montana, so I'm just going to say goodbye." And he actually said he was going to apologize, which almost never happens.
Yeah, and it's funny. That area is notorious for pullovers because they just sit on the side of the road. This is just north of Bristol, which is like Northbridge. But I also have a video of last year of going to the town offices in Bristol and then leaving, and the cops follow me and they were on my tail within car lengths. Going like 35 miles per hour, so it's dangerous, and they had to get rid of my butt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had to file those complaints. But you think it's a coincidence or what that they do that right after?
So they pulled you over immediately after filing complaints?
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes.
Was it the same department from the same town?
No,
that...
no, it wasn't.
Hmm. Well, it could have been asking. They could have been asking their buddies for a favor, or yeah. It could have been a total coincidence. I mean, he didn't go beyond just pulling you. If he'd really wanted to mess with you, he probably could have.
You know, as an expert, yeah. I like to recommend that people err on the side of pure paranoia all the time when it comes to law enforcement. Because, just, you know how they are. Well, they have radios.
Knowing how
such.
They act in, like, the results of my Worcester case, the trial that I had, then reducing criminal charges to civil. Well, I'm sure they put a memo out there. This guy disrespected fallen police officers by trampling a garden. Like, this is literally a judge's statement. So, like, I can see how that may be, something that may have been sent out to every police officer in New England, like they did before to me. They did this previously, so I don't know. So maybe they didn't, maybe they didn't.
You have been off the show for some number of weeks because on your birthday, however many weeks ago that was, you were going to a birthday party and were coming back from it or one or the other. But anyway, they pulled you over and accused you of having been driving while license suspended, even though you'd like paid off whatever it was that they wanted you to pay off. You said yep. that you paid it
community
twice.
Service.
You'd done it more than once.
I paid my reinstatement fee three times, and I paid for that ticket twice. And they're just messing up in the system, clerical errors. It's a joke.
And you got arrested over this. You were arrested over that clerical error.
Oh yeah.
And how did you get this finally cleared up? Because like you said, you were finally driving again just this week. So what did you do?
Just get the reinstatement fees. So you're still considered innocent, right? Like, you haven't been guilty of it until they you get trial, but, like, you still have to reinstate. So they can make a decision into court next time we go. Hopefully they don't suspend me. You know, I haven't done anything wrong. So it's on them. It's out of my control. These thugs, the government has total control over our traveling rights and everything. And
just to be clear, you said you paid this reinstatement fee three times, so you were finally able to confirm that they actually processed it, that it was actually settled, and that you're no longer suspended?
Oh, I got into a good relationship with the Hillsborough Court and the DMV. Like, I've called so many times that I probably met every single one of them, and and got some of the repeat ones too. They play games. Like, they lie about process, and it's just, it creates a huge headache. It could have been over in two phone calls, you know?
Right. So and I was at your arraignment the other day, a couple weeks ago, whenever it was. So even though you've taken care of all the payments and everything, the prosecutor told you at the arraignment he was going to drop the charges, and then he decided, no, I'll just drop the charges later when you go to trial for the speeding ticket that you got.
Yeah, which I'm questioning that too, you know. But I also merged it with my parking ticket, and you can see how that whole parking ticket goes on team.
You're going to have a double trial coming up in April. What's the date? Do you know offhand?
April 21st.
April 21st in Keene. So speeding ticket, parking ticket, it's going to be fun. We'll be there. Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, you guys are great. Thank you. What you do?
Check him out. He's got a great government accountability site, holding the police accountable and other government bureaucrats. Check out Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey.
Great dude.
And YouTube as well. All right, we're coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking the federal vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 or more workers with a 6-3 decision. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains why the Biden administration is still encouraging businesses to impose their own vaccine requirement.
Employees want to feel safe in the workplace because they want to incentivize workers to come back to the workplace, and because they've seen large companies across the country implement this and see how effective it is.
The court also decided to allow the vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in a 5-4 decision. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is still prepared to pursue diplomatic solutions unless Russia starts acting aggressively toward Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile an hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday, he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow losing 177 points to close at 36,114. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the new domestic terror division that they are creating over at the United States Federal Gang. And it's Ian and Matt in the studio here tonight. Of course, we're pointing out that they've been investigating so-called domestic terror for a long time. Now, I'm not saying the Free State Project is a terrorist organization, but the government sure would like it to be.
They are chomping at the bit to call. And you know who else has been? And I think they're basically one of the same at this point, is the SPLC.
The Southern Poverty Law Center?
They have been trying to look for a reason to call the Free State Project like a hate organization or whatever they can. But it's really hard to do when you got like... It's basically hands across the water at this place. You got everybody represented in the Free State Project.
Yeah, it's a group full of, you know, mostly peaceful people that are out there. I mean, there's people that believe in gun rights, for sure,
sure.
But they're self-defense advocates. Mm-hmm. And they've sent in undercover officers, we're certain of this, over the years, that have been, you know, tried to gin up some violence. And I remember when one guy came over to the Keene Activist Center, I got a heads up from Adamo Freeman, and the creator, the founder of Cop Block, who told me, hey, there's this guy, he's really weirding people out, he's weirding me out, he's setting people's radar off, and it's talking about violence. And I went over there and, you know, did a quick interview with him, and he basically just came right out and said he believed in using violence against the government. I said,
well, you have to go.
I said, you don't belong here, man. Sorry, but you can't hang out here.
So, see ya. And that was the last we ever saw that guy.
Yep.
And that's it just seems like that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to infiltrate peaceful movements, and then they just kind of hang out in a violent idea, you know, just go fishing, basically, like, we're going to toss this out there and see if anybody bites. And then, you know, bam, they got you. But we are a peaceful movement here in New Hampshire, and they hate that.
Really don't need violence. Nobody needs violence. And a word against violence in a reason, because there's tons of freedom people out there who are like, oh, just get it over with, let them attack, let's get it on, you know, whatever. What you don't understand, what you're not understanding is that with cryptocurrency in the picture, their days are numbered anyway. They're just going to cease to be. That's how it's going to happen. They're going to fight, and they're going to lash out, and they're going to kill people, and they're going to do whatever it takes to stay alive, but it doesn't matter, because they're a cancer with cancer, and it's all over now, and cryptocurrency is what's going to create the future that we want to see.
I hope you're right about that. I just wish it would happen sooner.
Later. With people, like even libertarians, we're an extreme advantage being in New Hampshire. We're very well, we're extremely well versed in crypto now.
Yeah.
What the problem is, we have people in other places who don't live here, who haven't been steeped in it for 10 years, who may be liberty people, but they're still getting their opinion on crypto from Mark Cuban, who doesn't know anything, from Elon Musk, who doesn't know anything about cryptocurrency. We should not be listening to these idiots.
Right.
I was just listening to, I'm halfway through a video on YouTube from J.P. Sears.
Yeah,
J.P.
that guy.
A lot of levels.
Great J.P. comedy.
Sears is great, right? He's got a brand new video out now about, like, a little comedy sketch between himself and dressed in two different costumes, talking back and forth, from two people who don't know anything about crypto but are acting like experts and trying to talk about it. And it's, you know, there's so many people out there like that. And the fact of the matter is, we are very lucky here in New Hampshire. We've been so steeped in it that we really do understand it. That said, if more people dropped the, you know, it's the digital currency, they're going to control the whole thing. Well, the whole purpose of crypto in the first place is to be encrypted, right? It's not super, super simple. Even Bitcoin is not going to be super simple to track, even though it's very old. What they're doing with your current money is infinitely worse. It has been proven for over 100 years to be horribly bad, you know, with the inflation and destroying its value and making you work harder for less, even though you got a raise. Well, the raise just caught you up to what they took from you last year. You know,
speaking of inflation, they're admitting record highs again now. It's now hit 7%, according to the government's manipulated numbers.
7%.
Yeah, that's fake. Like, I mean, it's a fake number, but it, you know, they can't claim it's less.
Right. You can't print 25% of the current money supply in 1 year and say inflation went up 7%.
I agree.
It's easy to tell how far it went up because you just deduce it from how much money you just printed. That's easy. So, anyway, it gets me angry just to think about what, you know. People, you gotta download yourself a non-custodial wallet. You gotta get, you know, I'm always pumping Monero Matt, right? Well,
this is like the one night you're not wearing a Monero t-shirt.
I know. During the break, I'm going to go put on my Monero socks, okay? So, because this is wrong. I feel bad.
But, you feel naked.
I totally feel naked. I feel like a traitor to my coin. But so the one of the greatest things about Monero as a crypto, not only is it a privacy coin on purpose with a dedicated group of people who are developing it constantly. I'm in some of those rooms on, like, Telegram and stuff.
Right.
And they are absolutely devoted, these guys. The best thing about it, I think, is that anybody with an old laptop in their closet can plug that thing in because it's ASIC resistant. It needs processing power. It doesn't need a fancy video card or any massive miner to run it. You can mine on processing power. You won't get much out of it. You won't get much Monero out of it, but you'll help the network a lot, and you will get a little bit Monero out of it. That's what mining does. So,
it's neat stuff.
It really is.
I like Monero. I wish it were more popular.
Yeah, if you like freedom and privacy, then you like Monero.
Yeah. The FBI, by the way, hates it.
They absolutely are disgusted. They are. It's more than hate. I saw the look in their eyes when they were asking. Did they ask you questions about Monero?
Well, I wouldn't talk to them.
Okay. They asked me a million questions about Monero. They want to know all about Monero. It's like, and that puzzled me. It's like, what do they care about Monero for? And the one guy kind of spooked me. He looked at me and goes, you like the Edge wallet?
That's a weird question.
I said, how the hell did you know to ask that? He goes, you're wearing an Edge wallet shirt. was like,
observation.
So we had we did have one out of that whole serious episode. We did have one little laugh together. I was like, okay, he caught me. But, you know, you point a gun at a dude at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he's gonna be a little bit flighty,
a little bit, a little bit of wacky. So, you know, they wanted to know all about Monero, man.
They want to crack it. The IRS came out with a bounty. They're offering I don't know how many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to somebody that could crack Monero, and it ain't happening.
No, it's not yet anyway. I mean, the way it's designed is specifically so that it can't be, and the people who design it are constantly on the prowl to make sure that it can't be.
Yeah.
So if there's an opening, they're going to find it, and they're going to slam it shut, and I don't think they really find the code itself is, you know, it's pretty much sealed shut from the day it was created. There was no back doors or anything.
There was
like that.
Something early on, and I don't remember much about it. It's been years since I've heard the story. There was some sort of exploit early on that was able to reveal some early transfers on Monero.
Oh, was there?
And they fixed that.
I read a study from Stanford University where, I don't know if I told you about this or if I talked about it in the air, probably not. Everybody heard it. I'll talk about it again. But I read a study from, I think it was Stanford University, and some doctoral-level computer science types were doing their doctoral thesis on cryptocurrency, namely privacy coins. So they got some Zcash and they got some Monero. And what they arrived at after using the full power of their university's computing power to tear apart these codes, they basically said that tracing a Zcash transaction was not something that they were able to do, but they felt they were very close. But the Monero was basically a constant exercising throwing off their hands.
Wow.
And that was, I think, a 2020 study that they did. And those are doctoral level people doing, heavily funded. I'm sure the government probably threw money at them for that. You know, if the government wants to do their doctoral work on tearing apart Monero, we're going to help them do that. Sure, we'll fund that study, you know. So I'm sure there was probably some government money there. There's probably university money, and not to mention the full processing power of the university.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the new domestic terror investigation arm of the so-called Justice Department. We haven't even really started that story, so we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. Whether it's inflation, I got a story about that. Talking about cryptocurrency as well. Now, Wikipedia is debating whether or not they want to continue to accept cryptocurrency. More coming up. We'll explain all of that if we get the chance. Your calls are welcome as well.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Matt.
By the way, I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in learning about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com, hit Get Started at the top of the page, and you will be presented with some introductory-style videos. And, you know, there is a little bit of a learning curve. You do have to take a little bit of time to learn the basics about cryptocurrencies. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com can help you do that. So head over to Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Matt here as we continue. Also, don't forget they've got a great news site there, too. So if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, head over to news.bitcoin.com. I've got a couple stories from them here tonight if we get the chance as well. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones to the bun. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is El Conejo.
El Conejo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you were talking about Monero, and I didn't get to my point about Monero and inflation last time I called. But
okay.
So last time we were discussing how Monero has a 18.2 million coin cap, and it has a tail emission, and it keeps emitting 150,000 Monero. A year, I believe, or whatever the
that sounds right. Yeah,
but the point of that is that it'll take about 15 years for it to be less scarce than Bitcoin.
Hmm.
And the thing about that tail emission is the more that tail emission, the longer that tail emission goes, the less of a percentage the tail emission is of the total supply. So it's actually always approaching zero.
Hmm.
It's called asymptotic emission, meaning it's like on a curve always approaching zero.
Right.
And it's actually expected to be less than the average number of coins lost per year. So in reality, Monero is likely going to be deflationary because of coins lost, like people losing their keys. And
yep, that happens.
That's sort of the case with Bitcoin as well, because Satoshi's coins are probably lost forever.
Right.
And a lot of people lose their keys as well. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's people are concerned about the inflation. It's basically FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
That's great insight.
It's a great point.
That's golden insight right there.
Anything else you want to share, Conejo?
No, that was pretty much it. Just clearing the record.
Thanks.
thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of people get freaked out by the inflationary nature of Monero because there's a tail emission, but the tail emission is basically used to pay the miners. It's not a...
Yeah, I mean, 150,000 units a year is not a whole lot.
And like you said, it's on a curve to zero. Yeah. So.
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. So we just barely, at the beginning of the show, touched on... We've just been going off on tangents, which is fine. We do that here. But touched on this story that the Biden administration is creating a new unit, supposedly, in the Justice Department to, quote-unquote, counter domestic terrorism following the deadly U.S. Capitol attack. Well, who is it deadly for? One lady that got shot to death by the police? Anyway, quote, we face an elevated threat from violent domestic terror or extremists, said the Assistant Attorney General of the National Security Division, told a hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was testifying days after the U.S. observed the first anniversary of the violent attack on Congress. Really? It looked to me like a bunch of people just walking through the Capitol, like staying between the lines even.
Yeah, I saw a meme earlier this week of like an 80-year-old woman waving an American flag, and she was involved with it. And they said
the brutal violence,
said the brutality of the 76th Meemaw division.
It's ridiculous. But yet the media just keeps on trotting this out, and you know the rules of propaganda say if you just say a falsehood over and over again,
if anybody needs to be told at this point, the media is a wing of the government.
Yeah, absolutely. Olson said the number of FBI investigations into suspected domestic violent extremists had more than doubled since the spring of 2020. In November, a top FBI official told the Congress that the Bureau was conducting around 2,700 investigations related to violent domestic violent extremism. Olson defines such extremists as, quote, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. He said further, domestic violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. We have seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. So in case you were wondering if the FBI was actively investigating the libertarian movement and the
absolutely
movement, they just made it crystal clear because we're not in favor of so-called authority. A lot of us don't believe in it. We just don't even believe the idea exists. Larkin Rose wrote an excellent book about this years ago. And one of them was called The Most Dangerous Superstition.
Excellent writing.
Somebody, I don't know who it was, thank you to whoever it was, sent me that while I was in jail, not this time around, but the last time for civil disobedience a decade ago. And I read it back then, and he points out authority is essentially just, it's a religion. The idea, the belief that another human being who was purportedly born equal to you can somehow be given some extra authority or this power,
right,
this thing that doesn't actually exist except in the minds of the people who believe in it.
And he's not wrong. In fact, I think he hit the nail on the head, and a lot of people who fans, I love that he wrote it down. The best part about Larkin Rose, he writes that stuff down, and you can actually access the thoughts and share it with your friends. A little paperbacks, you know.
It's not a really short book.
It's not, you know, Anatomy of the State by Murray Rothbard. This is a small, you know, little
paperback. It gets the point across.
Yeah, quick and painlessly. Well, depending on who you are, painlessly. Yeah. I've lost my train of thought there.
Talk about Larkin Rose books.
Yeah, Larkin Rose.
The Greatest Superstition.
Greatest Superstition. Never mind. Totally done. Okay.
Phones are open here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. I love that viewpoint because it makes sense. Like, if we're both born equal, and I think most people would agree with that, right? Like, humans are supposedly at least born equal, whether or not, you know, you can bench press more than me or I can run faster than you. We're born equal and we have the same rights.
You know, maybe it would make people more angry to say, we're not born equal. That's a government lie. We are not born equal.
What do you mean by that?
Well, maybe it'd make people angry enough to stand up and defy the government if they were told from birth that you aren't equal. There's a group of people who are better than you. They say they're better than you.
You're saying the government is better.
So the government people, those the goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, the mafia gang.
But generally, humans have come to the idea of human rights, and we like that idea because
it's very feel good.
Well, and it makes sense.
The Constitution is very feel-good, but it doesn't work.
Well, that's the Constitution is a document for running the government. It doesn't have anything to do with human rights. Human rights are...
The Bill of Rights, I should say.
Well, the Bill of Rights supposedly respects the human rights, but it doesn't grant rights.
Correct.
The government is just a group of people, so it couldn't possibly grant you something you didn't already... You know, if you've got rights, you're born with them.
Yeah, nor would they be want to protect them for you.
Correct. And so... Human rights are a good idea. That's why most people agree with them, because it helps us interact with one another. It helps us respect one another and give each other, you know, enough leeway to live life how we want, as long as we don't harm and violate somebody else's rights. I mean, rights make sense. They're a good agreement for human beings to have a good society together, mm-hmm. I think. And we know the government gang doesn't care about them. We know they don't respect them. We know they do whatever it is that they want to do. But the reality is, if you're born with the same rights as another human being, you don't have authority over someone else. You're born with the same rights as them. So you can't give somebody so-called authority.
You don't have.
Right. You cannot vote. You can't get 10 people together and vote, say, all right, well, the 9 of us voted and the one of, you know, one guy left, you don't have rights anymore. You can't do that. That's not the that's not how this is supposed to work. But yet people believe in the idea of authority because they've been, you know, told from day one.
Oh, that's what exists. That was my forgotten thought. The government is definitely a religion, and you can
yes.
tell if you look at all the giant granite monuments they've built to themselves, and you go into their courtrooms full of pews,
literally,
and, you,
yeah.
and there's a man in a black robe,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's a priest, if there
yes.
ever was a priest.
Yes, absolutely right. And they all look to them, right?
Like oh,
they
yeah.
all, the man in the black robe can tell any of the men with the guns and the uniforms what to do,
mean,
and they will
do
it without
deacons?
Question. They'll do it without question. For the acolytes, I would call them acolytes. They do it without question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when Judge Burke here in Keene told his acolytes to arrest Adamo Freeman for walking up the stairs and asking him questions. He says, oh, he threatened me.
I want to ask a man about a hat.
Yeah, and they just arrested him. And it didn't matter later when they dropped the charges. 2 weeks later, after he was sitting in jail for 2 weeks, and then, you know, no kind of actual, there was no punishment for the judge or for his acolytes in that case.
He's better than equal.
So, yeah, authority is a bunch of BS, but we're going to continue here with the new targeting of so-called domestic terrorists. People who don't believe in authority are included in that group. There's
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.